Good news to me, Zal. Good
morning, brother and sisters. The Evergreen Fellowships, when they sang, I was very moved. And the people who were on stage here, the average age were more than 80.
因为我们的神是值得赞美的神。
And our Lord is worthy of praise.
当我们有生命气息的时候，我们都要赞美他。
And when we have when we have life, we praise Him.
我们去低头祷告。And
we praise, we bow our head and pray.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你带领弟兄姊妹来到你的殿中来一起敬拜。
Lord Jesus, and we praise you because you lead us to worship you in this church here.
与今天早上我们所做的一切、所谈的、所说的，来讨你的喜悦。
Whatever we do today, we talk about, and whatever we say, we hope that it is worthy of your praise.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
And we praise and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 最近我们听到哈, ISIS 他们用很恐怖的方式来恐怖攻击了巴黎。
And lately, this Islamic State ISIS, and they had a terrorist attack in Paris.
超过120个以上的人死亡。
More than 120 people died.
超过200个以上受伤。
And more than 200 were injured.
每次当我看到这样子的报道的时候,
whenever I hear news like this,
我非常的惊讶,
I'm always amazed.
为什么有这么多人，他们甘心冒着生命的危险，献上他们的生命，来执行这种恐怖的死亡任务呢？
So why are there so many people who willingly die, who sacrifice themselves to carry out this terrorist attack?
是谁给他们这种冒着生命要完成的这种使命？
So who gives them this kind of sacrifice or this kind of mission?
这种使命应该崇高到一个程度，可以到一个舍命的程度。
So this kind of mission is so high in the deal that it makes them want to sacrifice their life.
在伊斯兰的教育里面，有这么多的充满这种杀戮的这种教训吗？
So in the creek in Islam, are there many murderous lessons like this?
以伊斯兰教为主的这些宗教的国家， 他们要求人民毫不妥协的来奉行伊斯兰教。
And some of these Islamic countries, and they want their people to carry out the lessons in Islam without reserve.
在很多的穆斯林回教徒他们当中，他们国家跟宗教是没有什么界限的。
In many Muslims, and there was no division between this church and the state.
因为国家跟宗教的这种
It's religion and the country almost has no division.
就当美国去攻击像伊拉克这种国家的时候，
so
整个伊斯兰他们就认为是美国在攻击伊斯兰教。
So when the U.S. invaded Iraq, a lot of Islamic countries, they thought that Islam is under attack.
我特别要说这种态度。
I want to talk about this kind of attitude.
是伊斯兰教它的教育本身跟圣经是冲突的，但是这种对于错误的教育还有那么执着的这种态度，是我们我觉得很惊讶的。
In the teaching in Islam, it is in conflict with the Bible. But this kind of attitude that they want to hold on to this kind of wrong teaching, I'm very amazed with this kind of attitude.
一个人相信到他深信不疑，到他成为他的教徒、信徒，然后甚至于舍命，这是一个程序。
And this kind of process, and they believe, and then they believe to the extent that they are willing to sacrifice their lives.
我们从最先开始来说，当我们讲说信徒哈，就是圣经里面讲到说信耶稣的人就是他的信徒。
And in the Bible, when we talked about the people who believe in Jesus, they are believers.
信徒是哪些人呢? 就是那些相信耶稣是基督是上帝的儿子, 这个叫信徒。
So the believers, they are the people who believe Jesus is the Son of God.
圣经的, 哦, 今天我们要读的经文是在路加福音第14章25节一直到27节, 然后33节。
Okay, today's passage is in Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, verses 25 to 27, and also verse 33.
好,我们一起来读哈。
And we read it together.
25节,来,有许多的人和耶稣同行。他转过来对他们说,人到我这里来,若不爱我,胜过爱自己的父母,妻子,儿女,弟兄,姐妹和自己的性命, 就不能做我的门徒。凡不背着自己的十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。33节，这样你们无论什么人，若不撇下一些所有的，就不能做我的门徒。Verse
25. Large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and turning to them, he said, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. And anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. In the same way, any of you who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple."
就在经文的一开始的时候是说,有许多的人跟耶稣同行。
So in the beginning of this passage, it says, large crowds were traveling with Jesus.
耶稣在,这段话是在很多人跟他
So Jesus said this when there are many people who are following him.
各位弟兄姐妹,你与神同行吗?
Brothers and sisters, are you walking and traveling with God?
信徒或者信徒们,仅仅是说明了你是一个跟神同行,跟随主的人。
So if you are believers, it means that you are following Jesus. You're walking with him.
很有可能在当时跟随耶稣的人是因为 耶稣常常被人家请去吃饭,所以他们跟着他们也会有这个免费的饭可以吃。
So there are a lot of people who are following Jesus at that time. Maybe Jesus is being invited to a lot of feasts and banquets. So a lot of people who follow him, and maybe they get free lunch too.
对于这个请客的场景,耶稣说了一段话。
So about this kind of banquets, Jesus had a parable.
耶稣在这里说到怎么样进入上帝的国。
And Jesus talked about how to enter the kingdom of God.
但是很多人并不注意这个进入上帝的国,而是注意那些拿好处,得好处,或者是耶稣怎么样可以跟他混一顿饭吃这样子。
And a lot of people who didn't focus on entering the kingdom of God, what they focus on is how to get favors, how to get gifts, and what to get, what they get.
不要搞错,这并不是错误。
And this is not a wrong thing.
因为耶稣的确是在他行道的时候,他出来布道的时候,他吸引了许多人跟随他。And
that is not a wrong thing, because when Jesus came out to preach, he did attract a lot of people to follow him.
所以这些人就跟着他,得医治,得好处,或者是得安慰,他们跟随耶稣。
So a lot of people follow Jesus. And they got cured of diseases, and they got favors, they got comfort, so they follow Jesus.
路加福音第14章26到27节,我再读一次。
So I'm going to read again Luke 14:26-27.
原来经文里面这个爱我胜过爱这五个字,原来应该是一个恨这个字。
So this originally it really means love Jesus, but actually the original scripture says hate.
所以我就把这个恨这个字放在里面,我来读,他说,人到我这里来,若不恨自己的父母,若不恨自己的妻子,若不恨自己的儿女,若不恨自己的弟兄姐妹,若不恨自己的性命,就不能做我的门徒。 凡不背着自己的十字架跟随我的,也不能做我的门徒。So
in the English translation, it would say, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brother and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple.
那我们来谈一下这里的条件哈。我们知道信徒到门徒是一个进阶哈，就是更深进一步的。
So we'll talk about this because from a believer to disciples is the next step up.
在这里面耶稣讲了几个条件。
And Jesus talked about a few qualifications.
他说若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母，或者若不恨我若不爱我像恨自己的父母妻子儿女弟兄姐妹和自己的性命，这是一个条件。
So the first one is if any, if you, you have to hate his fathers and mothers and brothers and wives, children, brothers and sisters.
第二个条件是若不背起自己的十字架跟从我。
And the second qualification is to carry his cross and follow me.
第三个是若不撇下自己一切所有的。
And the third is to give up everything.
很多人就会说，哎，等一下，这好像不是当初我接受福音，接受这个好消息的时候跟我说的那样子的话语。
And some people may say, wait a minute, that's not what the gospel I heard about when I first heard it.
我所听到的就是说，这个福音是一个白白的礼物。
In the beginning, they said this is a free gift.
他问我要不要，我说当然要啊。
And they asked if I want it. I said, of course I do.
这是我的权利。
That's my right.
但是我没有听说过，为了要信，我必须恨自己的父母；为了要信，我必须恨我自己的妻子、儿女、弟兄姐妹，还自己的性命。
But I never heard if you want to believe, you have to hate your parents, your wives and children and brothers and sisters, or even your life.
这里的不能哈。在马太福音讲述同一段故事的时候，马太福音那里说，在十章三十七到三十九节，那里是用不配这个字。
So in here in Chinese, the, and you said, it says, cannot be my disciples. But in Matthew, in chapter 10, it actually says, not worthy of being my disciple.
各位弟兄姐妹，这个跟随是有条件的。
So,This following Jesus, there is a condition there.
这个不是永生的条件，并不是说 要把自己的父母、妻子、儿女全部放弃以后才有永生，不是的。
And it doesn't say this is the condition for having eternal life. It doesn't say you have to hate your brothers and sisters and parents to gain eternal life.
而是说到不能做我的门徒。
But it says,You have to do these things to be my disciple.
或者是说不配做我的门徒。
If you don't do these things, you are not worthy of being my disciple.
这里这个恨这个字是要做个比较，就爱的程度上的比较。
So this word hate is in comparison in love.
并不是说不爱自己的父母，而是说要更多爱主。
It doesn't say you hate your father and mothers, but it just says you have to love the Lord more.
但是各位弟兄姐妹，做门徒跟做信徒跟做门徒有什么差别呢？
So brothers and sisters, what is the difference between a believer and a disciple?
你问自己看看，到底你是因为他为你做了什么事情而信他呢，还是因为他是谁而信他？
So you can ask yourself, do you believe in Jesus? Is it becauseHe did something for you, or he is the Son of God.
或者是我这么问好了，就是说，你是因为他给你什么而跟随他，还是因为他是谁而跟随他？
So I ask you again, is it because he gave you something so you follow him, or he is something that you follow him?
你是信他所做的呢，还是信他是谁？
You believe in what he did.Or believe in who he is.
因为这个差别很大。
Because there was a big difference.
有一个书店的老板，他有一个，他请了一个会计。
And there was a bookstore owner, and he has an accountant.
一段时间之后，他就爱上这个会计。
And after a while, he loved the accountant.
然后他们就结婚了。
And they got married.
然后这个老板到处跟人家讲说，我现在有一个免费的会计。
So now he told people he tells people he has an accountant that he doesn't have to pay.
然后这个妻子就跟别人讲说，现在我赚了一个书店。
And then the accountant said, now I own a bookstore.
但是这个笑话并不表示耶稣在这里有什么角色。
So、of course, this is a joke, but it doesn't mean Jesus in here.
我们信耶稣因为好处吗？
But do we believe in Jesus because we got favors?
你爱耶稣胜过你的家人吗？
Do you love Jesus more than you love your family?
不要搞错，耶稣没有说我们不要爱我们的自己的家人。
And Jesus doesn't tell us we don't love our family.
只是他说你爱这一些胜过爱耶稣吗？
But Jesus said, do you love these more than you love me?
难怪当耶稣复活的时候，他跟彼得讲了三次，说你爱我比这一切更多吗？
And so Jesus told Peter after he was raised, and he asked Peter, do you love me more than these? Three times.
在这里我们刚刚讲到有三句话放在一起，可以看到上帝的心意。
So there are three sentences in here, and we can sort of know what God means.
人到我这里来，若不恨自己的父母，就不能做我的门徒。凡不背自己的十字架的，来跟随他的，也不能够做耶稣的门徒。凡不能够撇下自己一切所有的，就不能够做耶稣的门徒。
So again, there are three qualifications. If there's anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple.And anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. In the same way, any of you who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple.
相较之下，我们可以发现，耶稣的意思是要人撇下自己一切所有的来跟从他。
So you can see, Jesus means that you have to leave everything, give up everything to follow him.
很多教训告诉我们说，我们背着所有的东西在身上，我们不能够跟随耶稣的。
And there are many things that tell us if we carry everything, if we carry our possessions, we cannot follow Jesus.
耶稣在这里说了一个比较难的条件，就是要背起自己的十字架。
And there's another qualification. It says you have to carry your own cross.
很勤快读圣经的，就是说，等一下，耶稣他走那个苦路的时候，有一个古利奈人西门帮他背十字架，不是吗？
So when Jesus was going to crucifixion, there is a Simon from Cyrene who carried his cross for him for a while.
但是不要忘记，耶稣在那个背十字架之前，他是整夜的被鞭打折磨。
And don't forget, Jesus was tortured and whipped, for the whole night the night before.
你呢？你的十字架有多重
？How heavy is your cross?
耶稣说背起自己的十字架，不是背别人的十字架，是背起自己的十字架。
And Jesus said, you carry your own cross, not anybody else's cross.
这句话的意思隐含着甘心乐意的意思。
It means you carry your cross willingly.
也就是说，不只是要背十字架，而且要甘心乐意的背起自己的十字架。
So you not only carry a cross, but you willingly carry your own cross.
宾影波宾长老他有一个诗叫做《给无名的传道者》，里面这么说。
Our elders Bian, he had a poem. It says to a nameless missionary.
好，我就很快的读一下，让他翻译的比较难一点。是我自己的手甘心放下世上的享乐，是我自己的脚甘心走到苦难上的道路。
And it says, these are my hands, willingly put down the earthly pleasures. These are my feet, willingly follow the road of hardship.
背起十字架，讲起来容易，其实做起来不容易。
And you carry a cross. It is easy to say, but hard to follow.
各位弟兄姐妹，你的十字架是什么？
So brothers and sisters, what is your cross?
你不要随随便便找一个事情，就把它当作十字架。
And you don't just find anything and think it's your cross.
这个十字架应该是为着主的缘故所背起的，那才是你的十字架。
So your cross has to be for the sake of your Lord, and you carry your cross.
在马太福音第十九章二十九节那里说。
In Matthew 19:29,
凡为我撇下房屋，或是弟兄姐妹、父亲母亲或妻子儿女的，必要得着百倍，并且承受永生。在彼得前书第二章二十一节那里说，你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。
So in Matthew 19:29, and everyone who has left houses or brothers and sisters or fathers or mothers or children or fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life. And then in 1 Peter 2:21, to this you were called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps.
这两段经文有两个很重要的动词。
So in these two passages, there are two verbs.
第一段的动词是撇下，放下。
The first one is to leave.
不再捉着不放。
You cannot hold it and not put down.
这个很难。
This is very difficult.
我们来美国都有一个美国梦。
So when you come to America, there's an American dream.
要放下这个美国梦来跟随耶稣。
And you have to put down your American dream to follow Jesus.
但你怎么可能放下来呢？
How can you do that?
耶稣说，凡为我的名的缘故放下来的。
And Jesus says to do this for my sake.
若不是为了耶稣的名，你就撇下美国的梦，好像听起来很愚蠢。
So if you don't do it for Jesus' sake and you put down your American dream, that seems like a foolish thing.
但是若是你为了耶稣的名，你撇下，你放下，你看轻看一切你所累积的，来跟随耶稣。是会得着百倍的。
But if you do it, if you leave your dream for Jesus' sake, you put down everything, all your possessions to follow Jesus, and you will gain 100 times.
这也是耶稣说要成为耶稣的门徒的一个条件，撇下才能够好好的走，好好的跟随。
And this is one qualification to follow Jesus, that you have to leave your possessions to follow him.
第二个字，第二段在在刚刚前面这段经文在彼得前书二章二十一节那里说跟随。
And the
第二个动词。
And the second verb in 1 Peter 2:21 is to follow.
跟随并不是看热闹。
And following is not to see a good show.
耶稣会行神迹，好神奇哦。
And Jesus performed a lot of miracles. That's great to see.
快去看看他这次要表演什么，也许我们会碰上一顿好吃的。
And it is not a show or a free lunch, a banquet.
很多人跟随耶稣是这个心态的。
A lot of people follow Jesus with this kind of attitude.
但这里面所说的跟随是有代价的。
But to follow in here, there was a cost.
耶稣已经为你死，又为你复活了，他已经付上最高的代价。
And Jesus died for you, and he was raised from death.And he gave up, he put down the highest cost.
任何你认为可以成为门徒的代价都比不上他已经付上的代价。
And whatever you think you have to put down as a cost, it is not as high as his.
跟随就是说以耶稣为主人，为一切的目标，为着耶稣的名来跟随他。
So to follow is to say you follow Jesus as the Lord. That's your goal. And you follow him no matter what.
好，原理讲完了。怎么做呢？
So we talked about a theory, but how do you do it?
怎么样从信徒进到做门徒？
How do you go from believers to a disciple?
耶稣也告诉我们怎么样做。
And Jesus told us what how you can do it.
在约翰福音八章三十一节到三十二节那里说，你们若常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
In John chapter 8:31-32, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Abide 这个字 ，abide in the Lord's word and know the truth。这段文字里面最重要的是那个遵守，那个 abide 这个字。
So in this passage, the word abide is the most important word.
这是一个法律名词，就是说签约的双方有一个人有要遵守这双方所定的这些事情。
So it is a legal term. It says whoever the two parties sign a contract, and one party has to carry out an obligation.
按照这个条件去做，就是 abide 这个字。那
you abide by the terms of the agreement.
另外一个字是道，是道，是他的话。
And another word in here is the word that's abide by my.
常常遵照主的话而行，结果才会变成主耶稣基督的门徒。
And you have to abide by Jesus' word, then you can be his disciple.
这是第一个方式。
That is the first thing to do.
第二个方式呢，就是彼此相爱。
And the second thing to do is to love one another.
在约翰福音十三章三十五节那里说，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒了。
So in John 13:35, by this all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
很清楚哈，这里讲到彼此相爱，就不是一个人可以做的，是要彼此。
So this is not something that you can do with one person. You have to love one another.
刚刚我们读到在路加福音十四章那里说跟随哈，就是假若，他用了很多假若。
And earlier we talked in Luke we said several qualifications and there are several ifs in there.
这个假若其实是一种邀请，也是一种心甘情愿去做的。
And this if that means it is an invitation to do things, and it also means to do things willingly.
也就是说，你们要心甘情愿的彼此相爱。
It means that you have to willingly love each other.
爱不是要求来的，若是这个爱是要求来的，它就不是爱了。
You cannot demand love. If you have to demand love, that's not love.
因为上帝先爱我们，所以我们就没有什么理由说我们不爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
But because God loved us first, then we cannot say we cannot love our brothers and sisters.
另外一段经文在约翰一书三章二十三到二十四节那里说
And in 1 Peter chapter 3 23 and 24
First John
我们
的神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名，并且照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。遵守神命令的就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。所以我们知道神住在我们里面是因为他赐给我们的圣灵。
So 1 John chapter 3, and this is his command, to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us. Those who obey his commands live in him, and he in him. And this is how we know that he lives in us. We know it by the Spirit he gave us.
这是第二种方式，彼此相爱。
So this is the second thing to do.Love one another.
另外一种方式让我们可以成为耶稣基督的门徒，就是多结果子。
And the third thing you can be a disciple of Jesus is to bear much fruit.
因为在约翰福音十五章八节那里，耶稣说：“你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也是我的门徒了。”
So Gospel of John chapter 15:8.By this my Father is glorified, and that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples.
弟兄姐妹，多结果子不是去计算有多少人你带领他信主。
So brothers and sisters, to bear much fruit doesn't mean you have to lead how many people you lead to God.
你可以说你跟多少人传福音，但是信主是他跟神之间的事情，是神带领他信主。
And you can say how many people you share the gospels with, but being a believer, that's something between that person and God.
这里的果子是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean by fruit in here?
你记得在加拉太书那里讲到圣灵的九个果子。
And in Galatians, there are nine fruit. I mean, the fruit of the Spirit.
它是九种不一样的果子，但是是一个果子。
And there are nine types of characters of the fruit, but there is one fruit.
这里讲到说你们多结果子，就是你们在属灵上面你们的性情的那种见证有多少，别人从你身上看到多少这种圣灵的果子。
So in here it says bear much fruit. It just means that for how you can glorify God in bearing fruit and how people can see the fruit of the Spirit in you.
我们起来背这段经文好吗？加拉太书五章二十三节。
And we can all read it together.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。好，那这种九个果子是我们每一个人在世人的面前，要是我们有很多这种果子在世人面前做见证的话，我们就是他的门徒。
So the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So we all have to testify in our lives and how much of this fruit you're bearing in your life.
有这些果子就证明，就我们就拿我们的生命来荣耀我们的上帝，就说明你正朝着做主门徒的路上去走。
So if you bear fruit, if you bear spiritual fruit, and you can testify in your life, and you glorify God because you are going and traveling with God.
我们的教会兴旺与否，不在乎来聚会的信徒有多少，而是在乎侍奉主成为门徒的人有多少。
So the church, is it blooming or not? It doesn't matter. It's not in a matter of how many believers you have in here. What matters is how many disciples there are in serving in this church.
为什么很多基督徒一旦做了就是一旦成为信徒以后就不愿意做门徒呢？
So why are there a lot of people once they become a believer they do not do the next step to be a disciple?
因为做信徒好像不用付代价，但是做门徒一定要付代价。
Because being a believer you don't have to pay much cost, but being a disciple you have to put down your cost.
今天我们有四位弟兄姐妹受洗加入我们的教会。
And they are four brothers and sisters who are going to be baptized today and join our church.
然后，有三位弟兄姐妹今天加入我们的教会，成为我们的会员。
And there are three brothers and sisters who will join our church by transferring the membership.
我盼望他们不只是在教会里面，决定做主的门徒。
And I hope that it is not only they who decide to become disciples in the church.
让弟兄姐妹一起跟他们同工，好不好？我们一起都做主的门徒，兴旺福音，兴旺神的教会。
And we hope that all brothers and sisters here will become disciples so that we can glorify God and make the church bloom.
我们一起低头祷告。
And please bow our head and pray.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
And Jesus, Lord, we praise you and thank you.
你呼召我们，选召我们，并不是只是成为信徒而已。
And you call us not just to become believers.
你的心意是要我们能够成为门徒。
And your will is to for us to become disciples.
你花了很多的心思跟你的门徒们说，要怎么样可以成为你的门徒。
And you taught your disciples, you know, how to be disciples.
主求你让我们也羡慕那个成为门徒的生活。
And we hope that we are all long to become disciples.
因为我们喜欢来荣耀你。
Because we want to glorify you.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。
And we praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.